Well, this November, Winda Film Festival is back and bringing Indigenous cinema from all around the globe right here in Sydney. Celebrating Indigenous films under the Milky Way is the theme of the 2017 festival, and it's going to bring films and documentaries all under the same stars that Australia's first people have lived under for thousands and thousands of years. Madika Thorpe is the Executive Director of the Winda Film Festival. Madika, it is a pleasure to have you on Breakfast again.
Thanks for having me on, Nick.
I'm very excited about this. Now, look, last year was the debut of Winda Film Festival. It was a runaway success, but the problem with doing something well is people want more and more from you next year, don't they?
Yes, that's right. we did have a great first festival. The support and the help that we got, just for putting on our first one and just letting people know that there's a festival, we want to bring a festival like this and we want to stay around. But, you know, like you said, you have to be bigger and better each year. And I think we've done that with the program this year. And we've shifted around. We're in a different location as last year. So, we hope that, the same audience and even a new audience come back and enjoy the festival.
Now, I know this year we've got films from, First Nations here in Australia, but also Canada, New Zealand, even the US. Do you think there's sort of common threads that you can make out in the cinema from those different people?
Yeah, look, it's always been quite the same narrative with a lot of Indigenous stories from around the world. And that's why we wanted to bring them together and celebrate not just our own films here in Australia, but films from overseas and just our neighbours across the ditch, New Zealand. We've got quite a common thread of storytelling, and we just felt that was important that we showcased it all on one festival. And to have it here in Australia is probably first of its kind. There's different film festivals all around the world just focused on Indigenous stories, but we wanted to do that here in Australia, and that's now we're now kind of part of that Indigenous community around the world and celebrating films. So, a lot of our stories are quite similar, and it just needed a place here.
I feel like 2017 has been in Australia a pretty good year for Indigenous cinema and recognition of it.
Yeah, earlier in the year, NITV commissioned some really great films with Warwick Thornton and with We Don't Need a Map that opened up at the Sydney Film Festival. So, there's such a plethora of different, films out there that are, happening just this year, like you said. But, it just really goes to show that there are, there is a great economy of film for Indigenous film in Australia, and that we kind of need to give it a platform and kind of nurture it and support it. And I think, we just need to, and I think each year it's just going to get stronger and stronger, and for Winda to be around, I think it might even just open up the doors even more for even just for emerging filmmakers. So that's what we hope to achieve in the future, is just kind of offer that platform and that support for, the established and the emerging filmmakers.
I really hope so. And I know you've got four different curated nights of short filmmaking. And I think, that's such a good start for so many great voices, is that short film. And sort of outside of festivals, it's really hard to get a place to watch short films.
Yeah, and our festivals actually this year is made up of mostly short films. They're just important as our big feature films, our feature documentaries. Short films are something that people are really getting their stories out there, and a lot of experimental stuff as well. We have a great curated program from The Bush. We did that last year, and we worked with the Indigenous Community Television Network, ICTV, and we've approached them again, and they've just got some really great stories and young storytellers, and we just thought, we wanted stories from all corners of the world, really, and especially looking at Australia when we go remote, you know, those stories, you know, are just as important. So, yeah, the short films are quite kind of the main feature of our festival, and I think, you know, they're just as important, and it's great to give them a bit of a platform as well.
And I think some of the special events you've got planned too, looking at what the next generation of filmmaking might be, looking at 360 video and VR experiences.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that some of the stuff coming out from that is incredible.
Yeah, we've got InDigiLab. They're a digital media. They work a lot with, you know, as you said, virtual reality and 360 cameras. They also work with drones. I've actually got a chance to go out on a workshop with them. They do a lot of stuff with young people. They do a program called Boomerang to the Drone. And so it's quite cool, you know, the aerodynamics of the boomerang.
Wow.
Comes from, you know, like, and, you know, is such an ancient tool for Indigenous people, which was, you know, created, you know, which was all through different nations across Australia. But David Unipine, who's on our $50 note, created the shears, which then he modelled off the boomerang that was also then created to make the helicopter, you know, propeller.
Right, so, wow.
Which is an amazing thing. And when we talk to kids about that, they're just like, you know, wow, you know, this is someone that we should be celebrating as well. So there's these really great connections that we have with such high-tech, you know, futuristic media, with, you know, digital media that connects to this 40,000-year-old culture. So it's amazing because some of our filmmakers are young filmmakers, and they're working, and they're some of the leading VR filmmakers in the country. So it's just really amazing how we've been able to adapt and utilize digital media with culture. So that's something that really blows my mind sometimes, that, you know, we can really, that culture is always a thriving thing wherever you are in your life.
It is quite amazing. Look, I know it runs from November 23 to 26. It's on at Event Cinemas, George Street. If people want more info, windafilmfest.com, but we'll have that up on 2SER.com with a link as well. Madika Thorpe, always a pleasure to talk to you, and best of luck with Winda number 2.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Everyone can come along.
I hope they can too. Talk to you soon. Thank you very much. That was Madika Thorpe there. Do make sure you get along to it. It is actually an incredible film festival. And as she said, that focus on short film is just absolutely essential to me to get that next generation of filmmakers up and running.